that was for all you pinheads out there, too hip to take off your leather jackets in this 95-degree heat.
Now, I know when the weather gets like this, it brings all you nutbags out of the woodpile, and since I am a trouble magnet, I have one thing to say to you bozos, and that is, back off. Here's the Sons of Thunder from their debut album, Scrambled Eggs and Wobbly Legs. You're listening to Ian the Shark, on the station with more hair, more flair, yet so debonair, KPPX, Rebel Radio! Oh, 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 oh!
His name is not on the list.
He knows me.
Hey! Hey! We've got a check in here! Let's get some security on the second floor. We've got a bogey in elevator one. It's that guy in the delivery uniform again.
Okay, now be wild. Be as wild as you want. If you feel like wetting yourself, go with it, okay? Anarchy's good. They like anarchy, okay?
Well, what are we supposed to say?
What? Don't say anything. Are you kidding me? Jeez, do you want to blow this?
You know how much these stupid hats sent me back? Hi.
Oh, no. Hey, excuse me. Mike, it's him. The wacko's back.
Yeah, I'm up here in A&R right now.
I'll have done it anyway.
Oh, hey, dude! Hey, hi, are you like an executive here or something?
Yeah.
How you doing? My name's Chaz. Chaz Dark, listen, I'm in this band, right? And we just got this incredibly sweet demo. I think you should hear it. Put a shiny new stinger.
I can't take that tape from you. It's called unsolicited material, and the lawyers would have a fit.
Hey, but this is the real thing, man. This is rock and roll. None of that, you know, gimmicky stuff, the Milli Vanilli haircuts and
now,
all
listen,
that.
I would love to hear it, but if it's unsolicited, I can't touch it.
Look, we've been trying to get solicited. We play all the clubs, and we...
Well, then maybe a gimmick would help. The cream always rises. Okay? Super duper. Thanks.
All right, dude. Thanks. Oh,
you again! You just can't learn, can you, scumbag?
Take care now.
Hey, how's your day?
Oh, Gary is a tremendous asshole. He had this whole stack of invoices and he made me arrange them by date. He's such a tweaker.
Sucks.
Did you mail the rent?
You didn't leave me a stamp.
Well, do you think maybe you could have gone and bought one? Ow! Chaz! What the hell happened to my makeup?
Fell in the toilet.
Shit!
Babe, come on! I told you not to leave it on the tank.
You ruined my makeup, you butt!
What is this attitude, Kayla, huh? You know I've been through today.
I guess you woke up when the sun was warm and rode your Harley up and down Melrose impressing all the 15-year-old girls, right?
I was down at Palatine Records. That's where I was.
Really? What happened?
I had a meeting with a big record executive. And,
what did he say? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, we talked about solicitation, and the guy said he'd snap us up in a second if it weren't for the lawyers being such dingleberries.
Did he like the tape?
I was just about to give it to him, then a security guard showed up and ruined everything. Come on.
Please.
Hey, it's true. Look, I'm making really good contacts. I am. When they hear this song, they're going to go apeshit. It's going to take some time, Kayla. All right, what's the big deal?
The big deal is that I'm doing the bullshit work and you're living the rock and roll life. I want to live the life, too.
I'm doing this for us.
Come on, babe. You know that once I make it, you got a free ride. I'm going to treat you like gold.
Chaz, it's been months. Maybe you should get a job.
This is my job, okay? I am trying managers, record executives, club owners. That's hard work. You get to sit in a nice office all day smoking and drinking coffee.
This is bullshit!
Oh, my snout!
You bastard! I hate hate you. You are nobody, and you are never going to be anybody.
I can't believe this. You treat me like I'm some necklace goober after I wrote this song for you?
Oh, you wrote that song before you even met me.
So?
So, get out!
All right.
No!
Man, I'm not taking
it. What?
Okay,
Kayla.
Keep
going!
Lighten up!
You poser! I always knew you were a loser! Everyone warned me! I hate your music, I always have!
She booted you out again, huh? Oh, what a bitch. I mean, if that happened. Hey, it don't mean squat, man. She's gonna be Jones in 6 months from now, and we're on the cover of Rip Magazine looking all cool.
Shut up.
Just saying.
Rex.
What?
I told you to stock the end caps and mop the employee lounge.
Too late, Zachary. I'm out of here.
I'm gonna tell old man Covington.
I'll be quiet.
Hey, Chaz, what's up?
He's moving in with us for a while.
Get out of here, man. It's great. We can rock out after breakfast.
Yeah, man. Things are going to start happening to us. No matter what that chimp from Palatine Records says.
You see, that's just it. That's the way you guys think. Think everything's going to happen to you. You got to make it happen. How many practices have you missed because you're cleaning up some stiff's pool?
Get in the truck, Dingus.
Chaz is right. All we gotta do is make our own action, you know?
That's the way it is, little bro. You think Tommy Lee sat around and waited for the bus? Man, he hustled. That's how come he gets to live in the hills in poor Kettle Locklear.
Yeah, well, we got the look, man. We're gonna be huge.
Yeah, we're almost there. You know, Chaz says once we get a record contract, they got these chicks with breast implants to pick out your stage clothes. Dude, cover your mouth. You're shooting phlegm all over my ass.
Shake a Zoom tight.
Slobberhead.
I say it for you, man.
Honey, I'm home.
Hey, Pip, check this out.
Oh, the incredible crash dummies.
Woo!
You must have five-fingered most of the store by now.
Yeah, man. I mean, most of these guns are discontinued anyway. Like this Uzi water pistols from a Flash Battalion combat set. They got rid of it because it looked too real.
Yo! Mama!
Yes!
Now you got yourself a whole arsenal here. What are you doing?
Pepper sauce. Active ingredient, capsicum. You blast this in somebody's face and they're all like, oh, oh! Some Hollywood Boulevard trash comes shimming up the rain pipe.
Hey! Oh!
The Sons of Thunder!
Sons of Thunder, man? Didn't we blow these queens up the stage at Shea Bang 6 months ago?
So why don't all you little idiots press your faces up against the speakers and blow your brains out!
Look at all this crap. What do we give away first, the hats or the hair care products?
Girls, you want to get us a couple drinks, please?
You like this one, baby? Ow!
Oh, serious bumper.
You want to punch it up a little bit, Ian? You're about as spunky as a corpse out there.
The Sons of Thunder, for Christ's sake. Pablo, how can you even tell these bands apart?
I read the trade.
First of all, I'd like to say thanks to Ian and Rebel Radio for playing our single and basically getting us signed. Is this on?
Look at them stupid pantaloons they're wearing.
That's what we gotta do.
Well, it looks like they're carrying a load in them pants.
You know, they play this song on the radio and they got an album and everything. That's what we gotta do.
Your lips are full, your head is empty. This faded Valentine is what you sent me.
Look, all we gotta do is get him to play the tape, and we're golden.
This is never gonna work.
Pip, damn it, what is your problem?
Remember that guy, Doper Greg? Remember that guy, man? He used to blow bong hits in his iguana's face and try to make the thing watch cartoons with him all the time.
So what? Will you shut up?
Just get to the point. What?
Well, he won this radio giveaway, and when he went down to the station, they wouldn't let him in the building. It was like this total security building. They slid his tickets through this little slot with, like, salad tongue things.
Oh, so just because that anus couldn't get in, does that mean that we can't?
Anybody give us any static, I shove this in their face.
Yeah, but remember that fat kid on hard copy with the toy gun? The cop zapped him with a taser until he went bald.
And then he sued him for $1 million and his pubes didn't grow in.
Still got no hair on his balls, man.
Go to the back. Come on, let's go. I'll get this door open.
Let's go.
Piece of cake. Watch this. What's your secret code?
Huh? What for?
That's how these things work.
I can't tell you my code.
Will you get over there and tell them the code? Hurry up.
You punch it in, okay?
Please don't look.
Alrighty, stand back.
What are you doing, MacGyver?
Open it up, I'm gonna short circuit it.
Oh man, we almost got in. That's too bad. Let's get going.
Hey, Pip, you backstabber. What are you quitting out on us?
What? The door's locked!
Oh man, you're such a flake. You don't even care about this band, do you? You run around the apartment all day and you fudgies.
That's not true!
It is too. I always gotta tell you to put pants on when somebody comes over.
That's, he's making this up!
Will you both shut up? Please? Okay, you're brothers, alright? Come on, man. We ain't locked out yet. Stay here, Pip.
Ah! You got a big mouth, man!
Hey, Pip.
I'm really sorry. I just came out and bonk and... Hi.
Susie, all 50 needs some tickets.
Shit, I gotta go. Bye.
Yeah, sweetness. Come on.
Well, this is beautiful.
Well, I try to be a team player.
Oh, I'm going to need you to come in tomorrow. I'm cutting loose a lot of dead weight. There's going to be a lot going on here.
Oh, boy.
What's the problem?
Well, I've been having a little bit of itching on my... it could be hemorrhoids.
I don't want to hear that.
No, John. I know. It's just that I made an appointment with my proctologist to get some type of cream or something.
So you're gonna leave me high and dry, huh? Oh, that's a nice team attitude.
Well, I suppose I could come in for most of Saturday.
And Sunday.
Well, yeah. Now, when are you planning on breaking this to everyone?
Well, I thought I'd wait for exactly the right moment. I mean, these things require a certain measure of delicacy.
Are you ready?
Sunday, Swamp Ball Motorcycle Racing at its best. The USSBA bringing the action to the forum in gas-burning, rubber-burning swamp race action. 60,000 cubic feet of muddy slop poured into the forum for the North American quarter finals. Mud Skipper Monroe, Tom Fisher, and Big Dave.
We're a band.
Oh, of course, the Partridge Family. Which one of you is Laurie? Get out.
Listen, we just came down to talk to you about our demo tape. We were wondering if maybe you could set us up, you know, like you did with the Sons of Thunder.
How did you morons even get in here? They've got electronic locks on all the doors.
Oh, we had to break in.
You guys got this place sealed up like a dolphin's butt.
Watertight.
Let me get this straight. You guys are a unsigned band, and you broke into the radio station to get your demo played on the air?
That's about the slow and skinny of it.
And what sound are you megastars of the future hip to? What is your musical vibe?
Well, we ain't thrashing speed.
We could play it.
It's not slap bass noise either. Right?
It's more like a power slot.
We don't like to limit ourselves to labels.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's always some meats banker out there who always wants to lump you together with all the other long-haired buttholes. But that's just one of the things that we are struggling against.
I'm telling you, it is tough.
This guy knows.
I got booted out of Palatine Records. My girlfriend kicked me out of the apartment.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to conjure up the kind of woman who would go out with you.
Yeah, but she's not like what you think. She's actually really cool. And, well, I don't know. I guess what it all comes down to is that we really care about each other.
I screwed up. She's been there for me practically from the beginning. And I think I let her down, but
I still want us to be tight.
Uh-oh, I think we're busted. What did I do now?
Get these guys out of here. Are we still on the air?
Listen, Milo, I get 6 minutes of talk time every hour. What do you care how I spend them?
Get these morons off the air. I'm warning you, Ian.
Ease up, Grumpy. Somebody gave you a break once,
even though you're a goon.
I say we make this an open forum. Let's hear the man out. Go ahead, Conan. Explain to Milo why we should play your tape.
Look, I'm not pulling putt here, all right? My entire life force is on this tape, and I don't know what else to say. Come on, man. Can you just give us a shot?
How can you say no to that?
You're on thin ice, Ian. You're not untouchable. You think you are, but you're not.
Get out of my booth. Without me, you don't have any ratings.
Well, we'll see about that. Let's go out, all you losers.
Hey, come on. Get your hands off me, Jackson.
You want to try getting physical with me?
Listen, you shaved ape. I could make a phone call and have you picking up garbage on the freeway for the rest of the decade. You want to get smart with me? Try it. I will not be pushed around by Hollywood Boulevard trash like you.
I'm trash?
What do you think? You're better than me? Huh? Oops. He's got a gun! He's got a gun! Hey, stop squirming, pussy!
I'll fill your face so full of lead you'll be shitting bullets for a week, you no-dick loser!
Come on, Rex.
Watch!
Shut up!
Ian, you want to talk to these fellas?
What do you suggest?
Say something. They like you.
Shut up, dick smoke. Chaz, come on!
All right. Look, I know you would have been cool, but then this Penis had to step in and get all heavy. Look, all I want to do is be heard, and then we're out of here.
Believe me, I understand. Just cool it, huh?
Buddy, why don't you cut your losses? You're in over your head. You don't know what you're doing.
Shut your face! Just shut your stupid face! I know exactly what I'm doing. You know, that's the whole problem with you guys. You think because you got some big job that you know something? Wrong! You got your Hagar slacks, and you got your stylish little pony nub.
That ain't even real.
Ow. Hey. Just cool it, huh?
Hey, guys, we're all rock and rollers here.
You look like half a butt puppet. You know what it's like to be on the bill and to play for 15 minutes, and the only people there to see you are the other bands and their girlfriends? Don't talk to me about rock and roll. I'm out there in the clubs and on the streets, and I'm living it. I am rock and roll. It's guys like you and that Jimmy Wing down at Palatine that ruin everything for everyone.
Jimmy, they're talking about you on KPPX. Come here.
Realize that there's a million of these Jimmy Wing yuppie phone smugglers out there. These guys are running the industry, and they don't know a damn thing about rock and roll.
Hello, police.
Now, I'll tell you what, Mr. Program Director, man. You put our goddamn tape on the air right now, because we spent a lot of money on this thing, and it's gonna get some airplay, or my man's gonna gank you right here and now.
Shit, yeah.
Well, let's not go ganking anyone. If we play the tape, would you go?
That's all we need, DGs.
Play the thing, Milo. Do what he says.
Play it! What are you waiting for?
Sorry about all this. Enjoy.
Can't wait.
We can't play this tape. We're only set up for CDs and cassettes.
Chaz, I said we should have brought a cassette.
The cassette dub knocks out the low end and it makes my background vocal sound like someone's stepping on my nuts.
God, Mr. Perfectionist.
You quit necking on me, you femmes, all right? All we got was a quarter inch, okay? There's got to be a reel-to-reel around here somewhere. Go find it. It's a radio station.
Yeah, that's it there.
Milo, didn't I tell you to knock when you come into my office?
Just keep quiet and get that reel-to-reel deck down to the booth.
Oh. Gonna tell me to shut up now. See, a brother can't open his mouth without the white man slapping him down.
Just do it, Marcus.
Damn. White man with a gun. Same shit been happening to my people for 425 some odd years.
Hey, you like working here, man? We're down, man. Hendrix was God.
You want to take a step back? You standing on my dick, man.
Yeah, I seen Anthrax and Public Enemy. That was out of control, man. Together, you know? You catch that one, G?
Don't call me G.
What do you want me to call you? Hey, come on.
All right. That's it. I can't wait for you to put that gun down, because when you do, you and me and you, we gonna throw down. That's right, we gonna get serious. Mono or swine.
Hey, look, you, just shut your pie hole and keep working.
Pie hole? What's that supposed to be, some kind of crack of slang?
Come on, let's go.
Can't smoke here, babe.
Yeah? What am I doing now?
You should put it out. The smoke could damage the equipment.
No shit.
Thanks.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Almost.
Okay, give us a real nice intro. And don't say anything about us having a gun to your head.
Okay, who are you guys?
My name's Pip.
The band. The band name.
Sorry about that.
He doesn't wear a helmet, does he?
It's right there on the box. Read it.
The Lone Rangers? That's original. How can you pluralize the Lone Ranger?
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's three of you. You're not exactly lone. Shouldn't you be the Three Rangers?
No idea what you're saying right now.
You lost me.
Forget about it, Ian. Just play the thing.
Yeah, forget it. Just, come on, just play it.
Listen up, guppies. Ian the Shark is back, and have I got a surprise for you. I've got goosebumps, frankly. For the first time ever, I'm willing to bet. Here's that hit single by the Lone Rangers.
What are you doing?
Hey, I didn't do anything. Tonto must have loaded the tape in wrong.
Hey, your machine dilapidated it, man.
Hey!
What?
Oh, what? Hey! Oh! Hey, that's my jacket!
Put it on! Please!
Ow! Oh, man, look, the demo's wasted!
Well, what are we gonna do now?
Run!
Mr. Embry.
They know we were here.
I don't know, okay. Look, maybe they're just on patrol. All right, you know, we didn't do nothing, right?
What?
You go.
You guys suck.
Distract him for a moment from the scary looking land. Baby, do you wanna dance? When I wake up now, he wonders in his diapers in the dark. A question he can't seem to shake. And do I sing or do I bark? Two dimensions gain a third, they're dancing in the street. But baby, Huey starts to cry alone beneath the sheets.
I don't want to go to jail. I'm fragile.
We'll let go!
Ah! Shit! I'm surrounded. Why don't we just go out there, man, and give ourselves up? We could say we were joking around.
Oh, real smart. They'd cart us up the county before you could say Rudolph Redpecker.
Yeah, well, actually, you didn't have to break out the gun. What the hell were you doing?
What was I supposed to do? They wouldn't play the tape.
You didn't have to do that.
I just shut up.
You shut up.
Both of you shut up, you dicks, okay? If we go outside, we get roped. We know that, all right? We stay in here. We figure it out.
Excuse me.
Huh. Oh, four people. Okay. All right, we get everyone. We round them up. We put them in the station. And nobody leaves until we figure this out.
What was she on the Clydesdale scale? Yeah, that's where you gotta figure how many Clydesdales it'd take to tear off your face. Yeah, I imagine it hurt.
Later. Let's go.
See?
Yep.
I knew from looking at him that he was a bomb about to go off. A big, fat media bomb. They're gonna be all over the news now. Time Magazine. Larry King Live. If the song's in English, it's a gold record at least.
Come on, let's go.
You guys think you're gonna waste anybody? Well, because if you are, pop Milo first. That guy's a bozo deluxe.
Go.
I'm just gonna lay low until this whole thing blows over.
Chair,
I don't want to get all crowded.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If she doesn't sit on the floor, I don't know why I have to.
Hey, you heard the man. Hit the deck or I smoke you.
Sit down on the floor now. Everybody else gets to sit in a chair except for you. Are we still in here? Contact?
No, Sergeant. One guy came out, but he went right back in.
Right, you have dispatch. You got to send a number. Let's give him a call. You getting all this, Wilson?
Establish contact. Make sure it's not a false alarm. I know the procedure.
Could I get something to eat, man? You hungry, buddy? Hey, Jazz? Jazz?
Why is everyone staring at me?
That guy says he's hungry.
Who gives a shit? I'm trying to think here, okay?
KPPX, where the action never stops. Oh, hi. Well, there's three psychotic musicians in here with guns. How would you feel? I have no idea. The leader? Hold on. It's the police. They want to talk to you. He doesn't want to talk. What am I supposed to do? Beg him? What are you doing to get us out of here? Okay, fine. He wants you to go out and talk to him.
Bag that. What for?
He wants to know what your demands are for releasing the hostages.
Oh, my God.
Demands? What's he mean by hostages?
I've got a reality check for you, Curly. What you're doing is a felony, maybe worse.
What are your demands?
I don't want anything. I just don't want to go outside.
Okay, come here. Come here. What do we need?
He needs a hockey stick up the backside of his head.
Look, shut up, all right? I'm warning you. Don't bring Chaz down.
Thank you, Rex. All right. Now, what do we want?
Chaz?
I like your hair.
What's that?
My name's Susie, with two Z's.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
So you like answer the phones and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for like 6 hours a day.
Oh, what a drag, huh?
Look, I understand you're trying to make a statement here, but this is getting out of hand.
Hey, come on, man. You know where I'm coming from, huh? Hey, come on, be a sport, will you?
All right, but can we move this along? Now, why did you come here?
I came here for a lousy 3 minutes and 31 seconds of airplay. That's it.
Fine. Now, there's cops outside with guns, and you're holding people hostage, right?
Yeah.
And on top of that, your tape is destroyed. So, there's only one thing that you can do.
Get the other copy of the demo.
Rex!
Bastard!
Okay, kid, I want you to control this crowd. If these looky-loos give you any trouble, I want you to cuff them, throw them in the squad car.
But technically, I can't do that, Sergeant. The civilian review
clearly... Hey, I know what the civilian review committee says, but they're not out here doing crowd control, are they? Listen, when you're in the line of fire, you do what's necessary to get the job done. You don't break the law, but occasionally you bend it. When that time comes, son, you improvise.
Yes, sir.
Cover me.
Archie, get your hands up over here! Get down on the pavement! Get down!
Sergeant.
Come on. Give me it back off! Get back, goddammit! Put those guns down! It's okay. You can get up. God damn it, get back!
What the hell is this, man? You invited me to come out!
Well, you just caught us a little by surprise. I'm Sergeant O'Malley. I'm here to work with you. What's your name?
Got my rhythm section inside keeping an eye on me.
It's fine. Nobody's gonna hurt you. Is everybody okay in there?
Yeah, we're all fine. My name's Chaz.
Great. It's good to meet you, Chaz. You tell me what I can do to get you to end this.
You gotta find my tape.
Sure, okay. What kind of tape is it?
It's a demo tape. We want to play it on the air.
Is that what you want? You want to play this tape on the radio, then you'll come out.
That's right. The machine inside ain't the original. My girlfriend's got the only other copy.
All right, give me a number. I'll give her a call.
Nay, dude, I already tried that. She's out for the night. You're going to have to go find her.
Where is she?
I don't know. I'll try the strip somewhere. Maybe the whiskey. She's totally pissed at me. But,
is that her? She's a real looker.
Yeah. Why don't black people like me?
Excuse me?
Just, you know, I listen to a lot of rap music, and I know how angry black people are, and I feel bad, you know, for all you guys got to put up with.
Well, that's very nice of you.
How about when you go into a store and all the clerks start staring at you like you're going to rob the place, and you're like, hey, I just want to buy something.
I'm sorry, that's never happened to me. Does that happen to you?
Huh? No. But, just saying, now it would be bad if it did. Look at Chaz out there doing his thing.
Listen, Chaz. This is gonna take some time. Okay? Now, you're gonna have to send out one of the hostages just as a sign of good faith. That's my rules.
All right, fine. You have your orders, Chief. Now get cracking.
More like power slop with an edge.
Okay. Cops are going to get Kayla. I cut a deal with them. We got to send one person out.
I'll go.
One of the hostages, doof.
Sorry. But not me, man. It's just too cool.
Why don't we let Yvonne go, man? She's very nice.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't see why you automatically have to choose a woman. Well, it's kind of sexist, don't you think? I mean, we could draw straws. We could...
Okay. Yvonne, get your shit and go. You'll be home in time for The Simpsons. Stay strong, sister.
Congratulations.
Hey, Butterball. I think you're exceeding the maximum weight limit for that belt.
Hey! Wilson! Get over here!
I'm sending out a sweep of the Sunset Strip for the girlfriend. I want you there to supervise.
Whoa.
Hulk.
Fans.
I didn't know that many people knew who we were.
Hey, pull the fence.
I'm gonna miss you, Vaughn.
Oh, man, look, let me tell you something. Don't be chit-chatting with these people, man. They're not your buddies, they're your hostages.
I was just trying to be nice.
Yeah, I know, but then every time you tell somebody to get on the floor or be quiet, they're gonna be like, oh, even me, Pip? I thought we had something going. You know, you gotta scare these people. Mm-hmm. Practice. Just try.
I just feel a little goofy, you know? Trying to be a badass with a water pistol.
They don't know it's a water pistol. They think it's real, right? Come on, now show me what you got. Come on.
Okay, get over there, please. Thank you.
What are you, a crack baby? Give me that.
I got it.
All right. I'll show you.
All right.
Hey, you shut your mouth, you chicken-sucking bastard. I'll stab your eyeballs out and piss all over your brain. It's gonna be a slaughterhouse in here. Dead bodies flying through the air like freaking rag dolls on fire. Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Against the wall.
Come on. Tough.
Seriously, move it.
I'm not scared, Pip. Come on.
I'm gonna stab your heads off.
With what?
With my dick! Yeah! And blood's gonna come out of your head! There's nothing you can do about it! Cause I'm a madman! That's good. It kinda hurt my throat.
Shit. Here comes the cavalry.
So she boots me out of my own house, and now I'm shacking up at the motor lodge. 12 years of marriage and devotion down the tubes. Hello, O'Malley.
Looks like the code's due soon, mate. So everything is solving itself.
Good to hear it, because I'm taking over the interior perimeter now. You and your patrol boys can fall back.
I hail you. I didn't hear what I just said. We don't have a situation here.
Oh, yeah? Well, just what are you calling office full of hostages?
Mace, I'm in the middle of negotiations, goddammit. And until I decide there are no options, you don't use force.
Well, okay, O'Malley. It's your show.
Hello?
May I help you, sir?
Hello? Now, please, could you put me through to somebody on the scene? I don't have much time.
Oh, Christ.
Looks like you got your hands full, Mr. Hostage Negotiator.
Let's go! I want those media people back! Come on, move, get it back!
Dispatch just put another call through from inside.
Swell. Come on, move it! Listen, you sick sack of swill. If you heard one single...
I don't have much time.
Who is this?
My name is Doug Beach. I work at the radio station.
Speak up, Beach. Are they molesting you in any way?
No, I'm hiding in the air cooling system now.
They don't know that I'm here. I want you to do something for me, Beach, but I can't allow you to put yourself at risk.
What?
You got any kind of training?
Well, I was in the Merchant Marines.
Marines, yeah, I copy that. So you get those people away from the van.
But I was an accountant.
Nah, you won't be held accountable. Listen, I want you to be my man inside. This is what I want you to do, Beach. I want you to check in with me periodically.
I want you to talk to me directly and me only. I have a number for you to call.
Check it out. Come on in. I'm gonna clip us some C's, dude.
Sweet.
Hey, you know, we got these guys by the short curlies. We could probably demand some free stuff from the cops. What am I talking about? There's probably tons of cool stuff here. Play track two.
As long as we're running the joint, we may as well hear some decent jams.
Cuss on the air.
Hey, look at all the fresh stuff we found. There's like 5,000 bucks worth of backstage passes.
Oh, you guys scored.
Can I bowl one of these?
You gotta see this. We've got CDs, we've got t-shirts, we've got... Oh, what have we here?
Those sound like concert tickets to me. What do you say we take a few calls?
This is Ian, you're on the air. Oh, and let's turn down your radio, okay, asshole?
I want to talk to the guy with the gun.
I just said you're on the air, numbnut, so talk already.
I want some tickets to that Orange County Invasion show, Penelope Lovestocking and Crimson Shroud.
Oh, man, you actually listen to that Seattle bullshit?
Shroud rips, dude.
All right, okay, bro, no problem. You gotta come down to the station and get him, though, because we got free tickets to give away, but we are completely surrounded by cops. We need some feedback here. Go.
You're on the air.
Whoa, am I on the air?
Come on, buddy, give me the phone.
Am I speaking English? What'd I just say, dipshit?
Come on, buddy, no way.
Shut up, Beavis.
So what do you guys want?
You guys are like the Lone Rangers, right?
Yeah.
We saw you guys at the Wheel Well last month. You suck.
Yeah.
Hey, come down here and say that, you punk.
Stand straight and kiss my ass.
Hey, why don't you guys make all the chicks get naked?
Yeah.
Usual crap of retards.
Hey, guys, you're on TV.
A band of failed musicians lashing out at the society that won't listen to them. Their target, the only capitalist edifice their MTV-soaked minds recognize, a rock and roll radio station.
Oh, man, this is complete bullshit.
And I quote, white urban males are the least likely to elicit tears from a city already beleaguered by people with real problems. The mayor is on holiday in Tijuana.
I'd like to croak that bitch.
You?
Worse than I thought. I've got six hostages.
It's three weirdos with Uzis.
Outstanding, Beach. You just keep your eyes open and your tail down.
Have you got any personnel at home you want me to call? Like a wife or something?
No, I don't even have a home. I've got a condo.
Listen, I guess I'll just try to wait to meet the right woman.
I guess I should have waited a little longer myself. Let me tell you about the shrew I'm marrying.
I used to come home tired every night, sometimes 5, 6 in the morning. I dropped my underwear on the floor one time. Had the teeny weeny weeny little skid mark in it. You'd have thought I started World War IX.
There we go.
Thank you.
Oh, you have really great arms. You should definitely show them off.
How does he do that?
Pip, he gets his hands on more bumper than a body shop.
With that, I seem so stupid, I must be cute routine?
That's the quiet cool. The chicks, man, they just lock on it.
Man, you got a ton of hot CDs here, and I never hear this stuff. Why don't you ever play these guys?
That's Milo's call. Why don't we play him, Milo?
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe. You suck.
What do you think, Ian?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I stick to the classics myself. I'm afraid rock and roll's been all downhill since Lennon died.
You know, my whole life, people have been cramming this classic rock crap just down my throat. And you really think I give a shit about the Beatles?
No offense, but today's music doesn't have a whole lot to say.
Is that right? So you're going to tell me the Purple Haze says something?
Hey, Ian, man, where do you hear our stuff? We kick ass.
Swell. Yeah, I can't wait to hear your brilliant song.
Beats the shit out of the fruity music you listen to, tough guy. Slick's got himself a whole crate of Kenny G CDs, and you're talking trash?
A crate of CDs?
Yeah, he's got a whole stockpile of easy-listening shit shingles in his office.
You don't even listen to music, Milo. What are you doing with a whole crate of CDs?
Those are free promos, Ian. I use them as stocking stuffers at Christmas.
It's the middle of July.
Aloha out there in Radio Land. This is Oedipus Rex on WKPP Rex. Coming at you, smooth-talking DJ Terrorist. These guys rule, man. You're gonna hear some new shit right now.
What box is that crap right there?
Something tight and black. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
Are these?
They're shorts, Ian. You know, pants with little legs.
And this?
Hey, I don't have to explain myself to you, Ben.
Come here.
What? I'm right here.
Speak to me. What's going down?
Okay, we're changing formats. Sunday at midnight, the station goes soft rock.
Revel Radio's going soft.
Well, we're changing the name of the station to The Rain. You know, relax to the mellow sounds of The Rain on KPPX. That, and we're being forced to restaff.
Sheephead.
All those blowjobs were nothing.
You're firing me? You little snake-in-the-grass bastard. Where do you get the balls to fire me?
This was handed down from above, Ian. I bought this thing kicking and screaming!
You've just begun to kick and scream, you sniveling putz! I'll kill you! Ah, fine!
Oh, my spine!
Ah.
I need to talk to you about Chaz Darby.
Whoa. Chaz needs any bail money. You can just tell him to forget it.
Look, there's a situation down at Rebel Radio. I'm going to need to take you in. Look, Chaz says you've got a tape. Please.
Hey, check out Ronnie Fives.
Don't you think you're out of your league, chunk style? Look, I don't want to have to bring you boys in on a 148. That's obstruction. Now, what are you going to do about that? Improvise.
So she says to me,
he was only cleaning the pool filter, Sniggles.
And I'm thinking to myself, it's 7 p.m., he's in dungarees, and his equipment is bone dry. Pool filter my ass.
Thing is, she could have left me for a plastic surgeon or something. But a lousy pool cleaner.
Taylor, if you're out there listening, listen, I really need that demo tape, and you gotta get it down to the station. We'll talk about it when you get here, all right, Jake?
Seven copies of Moby Dick.
The movie or the book?
You made a book out of that?
I think so.
Yeah, get the book.
What are you guys doing?
We're gonna take the cops up on those demands they wanted.
We got a killer list going.
Yeah, check it out. We ask for airplay and whatever else we want. Then we demand a whole bunch of weird stuff. This way we can plead insanity later.
Where'd this come from?
Pip's idea.
Way to go, Pip!
You guys are crazy, man. Y'all are all woohoo and shit.
So, what else we got so far?
Number one, airplay. And that's underlined twice. Number two, a football helmet filled with cottage cheese. Mm. Number three, a Zahn walnut base with a graphite neck.
Thank you.
Hey, wait, what was that for me?
Go for broke. It's on the LAPD.
Oh. I want me a PRS guitar with a dragon inlay.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm coming, you bastard.
Number 13. Naked pictures of B. Arthur.
Excuse me?
The chick from the Golden Girls.
Look, I know who she is. Come on, fellas. I'm just a street cop, all right? I mean, how am I supposed to find all this stuff? A giant baby bottle?
Give me a break.
You better figure it out, Pappy, or it's going to be curtains for everyone. Oh, yeah, and we want a record contract, so let's get some kind of record executive down here pronto. What?
What are you asking for a record contract for?
That's what we want.
Look, you don't just demand one from the cops, okay? It's got to come unsolicited.
What's unsolicited?
Forget it. Just forget it.
What did I do, man? Come on. I'm just yanking the guy.
Hey, look, it's one thing to goof around a little bit, okay? But we do have a serious agenda here now. Are you with that?
Yeah, I'm with that.
Good.
Moody.
Pip? What are you thinking about?
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools, huh?
Yeah, I wish I was in one right now. The water's all clear and cool, and you spin around in there like an egg.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Mm-mm.
No? Mm-mm. It's kind of weird, a swimming like this, huh?
I don't know.
We got that background check in.
Yeah, let me see this. Chaz Darby, born Jerkwater, Iowa.
Real name. Chester Ogilvy.
DMV shows his occupation as master of ceremonies. arrest?
Nah, just a couple tickets for helmet violation.
Just another small-town punk coming out west to be a star. Anything else?
Yeah, local PD just faxed us this picture.
Yes, dear.
I promise I'm giving you the same rate as everybody else. I know it's steep, but think how many people are going to be listening. Huh? This is Primo Advertising.
Yo, scumbag, what are you doing? Are you selling ads on our airtime?
Hold on a second, will you, Brad? Do you mind? I've got a station to run here. Yeah, I'm back. Now, if the cops kill him before the spot runs, you'll get a complete refund.
Oh!
Brad, you just hung up on a very important man.
Yeah. Ah!
Oh. Help.
Did you find anything in that van? Drugs?
Nah, just some toys and a bunch of pool cleaning gear.
Pool cleaning gear? Give me that damn phone.
What? A gun?
That's affirmative. These cowboys are much more dangerous than I thought. Now just work your way up the ventilation ducts to the roof. A couple of my men will meet you there.
You have a gun?
Mace out.
Hey, can I ask you something? What's with you guys and these tattoos?
Well, check it out. I got this barbed wire here. Yeah. Gecko. This one is so cool. It's the Grim Reaper. Say, I'm going to get some more cash. I'm probably going to color it in or put some chaps on it or something.
You know, I mean, I can understand Mom or I Heart Wanda, but why the Reaper?
Well, it's like death is stalking me, and he's telling me I better get off my ass and get this band rolling. This is for real. I got to cut a record. I figured, you know, I'm screwed up and average enough that I could write a song that'll live on forever. And then after that, it don't matter. You know?
Okay, kiddies, listen up, because this is Ian the Shark's final night here at KPPX.
That's right, special unscheduled announcement. Effective Monday, this station goes...
easy listening. We're having a big farewell parking lot party tonight, so come on down!
Now, part of our final hurrah, we have a special segment called Getting to Know Your Armed Assailant. Now, we have Chaz Darby here. Now, Chaz, you say all you want to do is be heard. Well, you've got the whole world listening. What do you got to say?
Well, I guess all we have to say is that we want to be heard.
Yeah, well, we've kind of established that. What else?
Hey, man, what are you doing, man? You can't be putting me on the spot like that.
What, do you want him to make a speech? What does he look like, Sting?
Okay. You've sold out the forum. You're standing in front of 20,000 screaming fans. What are you going to say to them?
I'm going to say...
rock and roll!
One speed, Mr. Zulu!
That's it? You're going to scream rock and roll. You're going to go to jail for that.
There's a saying, Milo. If it's too loud, you're too old.
Milo.
hell was that?
I don't know.
Don't yell at me, Milo.
You're screwing on my $1,400 leather couch!
You're just so rude! You don't just burst in here without knocking!
If there is one stain on that couch...
You'll what? Fire me? Well, guess what? I quit!
Oh, don't. I don't want you to lose your job over this. Milo, this was my bust.
Scream fested. Oh, Pip.
Get your filthy shoes off my furniture! Susie, you can leave right now.
No, I can't, because I'm a hostage, and Pip is my man with a gun. And he says I get to stay, right, Pip?
Sorry, dude.
Pip, put the monster away.
Oh, now what? All right, everybody back to the booth.
Ah! Oh, please, no. Enough, don't do this. I can't take it, man. My aunt was buried alive.
Give it a rest. What are they trying to pull now?
Well, they're messing with our heads.
Jazz, guys. Hey, Jazz, let me in.
Keep an eye on him, Pip.
Jazz. Hey, guys, Jazz, let me in.
Who are you?
Chris Moore, Capitol Records, A&R. Come on, let me in.
Yeah, I told you, man, things are going our way.
Take a few steps back from the door. You tossed me some ID.
Hey.
All right, man, so how'd you find us?
The cops told me you guys are looking for a record contract. There's something going on here we got to take immediate advantage of, guys. Yeah, come on, let's talk, huh?
Yeah, what's that?
What's that? Will you look? This is hot. You guys are the hottest thing since Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark? Man, that guy sucks.
Okay, forget Marky Mark. There's magic out here, guys. Let's talk contracts. I promise you, someday we're going to be backstage at the Forum laughing about this.
All right, let me ask you a question. What side are you taking the big David Lee Roth Van Halen split?
What do you mean?
What kind of question is that? What side did you take, Halen or Roth?
Van Halen.
He's a cop.
Oh, come
later,
on, guys.
Taken.
Oink, oink.
Strictly a judgment call. They sold a lot of records after Dave left the group. Come on, one more question. Hey, come on, Jazz, one more.
Right. Who'd win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
Lemmy.
Ah!
God.
Wrong, dickhead. Trick question. Lemmy is God.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
What the hell are you? Get out of here!
What?
Get out of here! What the hell is this, O'Malley, huh? Now you're bringing the cops and you're trying to kill me? Is that it, huh? I'm not going nowhere, pal. You got it. You put the power back on. Ain't going nowhere.
Listen, have you rent on the air like that? You're stirring the crowd up.
I got free concert tickets here. Oh, we and you. And you. Oh.
What the hell is going on here? Get those people out of here. Get them out of here. I love a parade. Look, the floor's full.
Pony man, we can parlay this into 100. At least they love us.
Yeah, they love us.
You put the power back on.
No, I'm not gonna do that, Chaz. I'm drawing the line there.
Yo, is everybody having a good time tonight? Yeah. Yes, you got the cops. Shut this party down. Yes, sir, they got the guns. We got the number.
Rodney King? What's that supposed to mean?
He's that guy.
Chester and you and Sweetie Pie can talk it over later.
You stay out of this and get your hands off her!
Why did he call you that?
Well, there's a lot Chester didn't tell you about, right, Chester?
What's he talking about, Chester?
Kayla, there's something I gotta tell you.
What?
I was a geek in high school. I had really short hair. I played Dungeons and Dragons. I had a bug collection. I ate my boogers. My name's not Chaz. It's Chester. And I understand if you don't love me anymore.
I play D&D too!
Yeah!
I was editor of the school magazine! Yeah! I used to wear corduroy pants.
I used to masturbate. Constantly.
Who is your dad? I want your body! Yes!
Hey!
This is my girlfriend, Kayla. She brought the tape.
It's about time.
Hey, what's happening?
We're going on the air, Pip. We're going live. This is it, man. This is the payoff.
Oh, whoa. What happened to this?
It fell off the nightstand.
What did you do to my tape? Can we even play this?
I don't know. Maybe if I clean it up and re-spool it. Christ.
I came all the way down here just to bring that stupid tape.
Yeah, and you took real good care of it, didn't you, Yoko?
Okay, Reese, shut up!
Chaz, I have been with you almost as long as these two assholes. And I think it's about time they treated me with a little respect.
This thing smells like piss, man.
Kayla, I don't have time for this noise. Now, did you come down here to bitch at Rex or to help us out?
Because right now, you're being a complete...
I can't believe this after all I've done for you. And what do? You chew me out in front of your friends?
You're acting like a spaz!
Well, what about you? You go and pull this moron stunt. If you would just think for 1 second instead of always trying to be little glory boy.
Is that so, huh?
Yeah, that's so, Chester.
You're out of here.
What?
Get out of here. Get lost, all right? I got a million things going through my brain. I don't need your stupid bullshit, too.
I'm a part of this. You wrote that song for me. That's my song.
I wrote that song before I even met you. But go about your business. Go about your business. Yo, nobody look at me. My Christ, what are you doing?
You don't even care. You don't even care what happens to me.
What do I got? I got my guitar, my bike, and my woman. That's all I got in the world. And you keep kicking me out. It's making me insane. I figure if I get a record contract, I can make it up to you. I'm doing this for you.
I suppose now you're going to say that you love me, right?
Oh, come on. Here I am. I'm holding a gun to a guy's head just so the whole world can hear your song. Is that love or what?
Tell me.
What do you want from me?
Tell me.
All right. I love you.
Oh, my God.
What else can I say?
Right on most of the board.
Oh,
damn it.
Great. Shit! God damn.
Stuff.
Yeah!
actually found all this crap.
I don't know, man. Maybe we didn't make it the man's weird enough, huh?
Man, these are my people.
Hey, we're partying in here! We got all kinds of beer! Am I rocking or what?
Shit.
Oh, 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 and die!
Did you hear that? It's a plastic gun. We're moving in.
Everybody get back to the boat!
Don't anybody move! Now back up against the wall and put your hands above your heads.
Stay calm. We're pulling back.
Everybody get back to the booth! Back, come back! Hurry up! Hey, move it, move it, move it!
Cockroach! Hello?
Yes, hello! Put the pig on!
Chaz, is everybody okay in there?
You shitwitch! What the hell was that bullshit? I'm gonna grease somebody in here, I swear to Christ!
Chaz, don't do anything crazy. Hey, what was all that firing about?
You tell me, buddy! You got these guys coming in through the ceiling at me!
Just calm down, I swear to you, we don't have anybody trying to break in. I wouldn't do that to you.
Okay, listen, if this bullshit happens again, I'm gonna start blasting, so help me!
You have my word.
Okay, now how long before you play your tape?
Hi, we're working on it. I know, pretty soon.
Now, I have a record executive for you, okay? He'll be here soon. Now, you know my rules. Okay, now, how about sending out another hostage just as a sign?
Hey, that guy in the ceiling, what was that?
Hey, he says he doesn't know. Hey, man, back there, that was huge, thanks.
Rock and roll.
Whew. Okay, he's got a tic-tac.
Hi, Chaz. Jimmy Wing. Remember me? I was thinking about you after our meeting yesterday, and I wanted to get in touch with you, but you didn't leave me your phone number.
Yeah, well, I figured you'd come around.
This is the chimp from Palatine? Yeah, I told you, man, we scored.
Hi there. Jimmy Wing.
Hi, how are you?
B. Arthur. Outstanding.
Can you believe it? A record exec came all the way down here to meet you guys.
You have to be careful.
Jimmy!
Entertainment executives make their living screwing people.
Got a proposition for you?
Oh, shit.
Okay, I know you guys think I'm a real dick cheese burger or whatever, but you're going to need someone to negotiate for you. Now, I will offer my services for 10% of the pre-tax gross. That's standard.
Shine on that, Chaz. It ain't worth it.
Think about it. These things can be very tricky.
You know, he's right. My ex-boyfriend, Parker, was a model, and one time they stole his shoes.
He hasn't even heard the demo yet.
Well, if he likes it, I'd like to help.
What are you thinking, Ian?
No, he's right. But make that 5%, Milo, you scum-sucking weasel.
Okay, done. Untie me.
You're doing so good, babe.
Now what?
Hey, Rex!
It's that surfer guy. He wants to come back and sign.
What? Will you tell that guy to piss off?
Hey, no dice, man. Get out of here.
Aw, come on, Rex, bro. Let me back in, man. I'm not gonna try anything. Come
on. You shouldn't have escaped then.
Come on, bro. I was having a blast, man. Come on, Rex! Rex!
I want to get a drum set that goes underwater so in the middle of our show they can dunk me in a tank and I can do my solo.
Cool.
Dude, I'm gonna get me a leather jumpsuit with the crotch cut out.
Rex, can you set up the sound system so Jimmy Wing can hear the tape in the conference room? I just got up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Rex, man, we're gonna go to jail, huh?
Small price to pay for being a legend. Remember when Ozzy got busted for pissing on the Alamo and he got banned from San Antonio for a decade? Did his time, went back, rocked the place.
Section G, the force majeure, where it says riot, civil disturbance, war, act of God, armed conflict, etc.
What about it?
Amend that to exclude this kidnapped hostage crisis. That could be construed as an act of public enemy.
Done.
Bro, where's the tape deck?
Oh, why? We need that too?
Let me see your arm.
What?
Ow! Get it, retard.
No, Ian, come on, man. You gotta help me.
I don't know what to tell you. There's nothing more I can do.
This is it, babe.
All set, Jess.
Here we go, my man.
This is so exciting! Oh, my God. Here it is.
All right.
Record contract?
Uh-huh.
We got a record contract.
Everything's square, too. You just autograph it on the last page, and you got yourself a deal.
So yeah.
Great. Got a contract! We got a contract.
Congratulations.
Hey,
thanks.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Hey, bro, we got signed.
No way, are you crapping me?
What are you doing with that? Didn't you play a song for him?
No, we didn't hook this thing up yet.
So you two haven't heard the demo?
I heard it on the radio earlier.
You heard it for about 5 seconds, and then it got 8.
Well, Chaz, my man, it's not just the music. It's the way you talk about it. You have such passion.
Whoa, what am I hearing?
What's wrong, man?
No deal, no.
What's this? What are you talking about?
No deal! Yesterday, Dick Shine here kicks me out of Palatine Records, and today, he has a record contract for me to sign. He hasn't even heard my tape. No deal!
But this is what you wanted!
You want to know what I think of your contract? Allow me to demonstrate.
Wipes his ass with his record contract. I love this guy.
But we still have a deal, though, right?
Hey, I want to be a rock star someday, but it's going to be on my own terms.
Well, I got some news for you, big guy. You already are a star. You can't buy this kind of media exposure. We are sitting on a gold mine here. Now, I am offering you a long-term contract that will get your music out to millions of listeners, plus a whole lot more.
Like what? A whole lot more?
Well, ever since you signed this contract, you've been under the umbrella of Palatine Records. Now, we have an army of attorneys looking out for all of our investments. Chaz, rock stars don't go to jail. Christ, Vince Neil only did 30 days and he killed somebody.
Hey, buddy, you swear you can get us off?
I swear, if you guys play ball, that's what I'm here for.
Hey, Chaz, why don't we just play the tape on the air? They're going to be throwing deals at us.
Can't do that, man. Console's busted. Hey, it's this or nothing.
Okay. Super duper. We're making records.
What about the song, though? How are we going to play the...
I'm already ahead of you. Officer O'Malley, Jimmy Wing, what are you doing sending me in here with these animals? They're completely out of control. Yes. Yes. They have some more demands.
In just a few moments now, we're going to be witnessing the culmination of this extraordinary rock and roll drama, a live performance by the Lone Rangers. Wait a minute, cut it, cut it. That can't be right, can it? You can't pluralize Lone Ranger.
If he's too expensive, get the guy who did the Guns N' Roses video.
Let's try for John Landis.
Man, this is huge!
This is great! This is a major media event. We have lights. We have crowds. We are going to bury Lollapalooza!
I said no!
Look at the boots they gave me. I just, excuse me.
How is this? I feel kind of goofy.
You look like an idiot.
Remember, this only works if you still have the hostages, okay, Kayla? Gun cut!
Hey, what about me?
They're just background for the video. We're going to play your tape through the PA system, and you guys just pantomime.
What are you yanking me?
Well, look. If we don't do it this way, then we won't be able to sync it up in post. Okay, now, Rex, lift up the gun. Up the gun so they can see it. Come on.
I ain't lip syncing, man.
It's a video. People always lip sync in videos.
Oh, come on. This is bullshit.
So that's all we are to you, huh? Some freak show? For all you care, our album could be pit farting on a snare drum.
Guys,
I ain't farting on no snare drum.
If you guys don't do it, we don't have a deal. Me and a lawyer from Palatine Records, we walk. Now, do you got that?
Come on, man. We can't do that. Don't make us be lame.
Okay, roll tape.
Listen, dirthead. Shut your mouth and do what you're told.
Jimmy, get out of there! You're ruining my stuff!
Listen! Oh!